Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Shalom, Chaverim, shalom. So here at the Shabbat Devarim, picking out with the first reading from the 44th sabbatical study for the Shabbat Strong for Shabbat. Shabbat Devarim, the words corresponding right here also with the Shabbat Chazon, the Shabbat, the Sabbath, the vision, the Sabbath of the vision. And this here proceeds, as we shared a little bit of the highlights, this proceeds right here, it proceeds the Tisha B'Av. So the Shabbat Chazon right here and the Shabbat Devarim and the Torah portion known as Devarim always corresponds when it's reading, right, according to the tribe, the tradition always corresponds with the Shabbat, right, Chazon, and that's always connected with the Tisha B'Av. Now, what is the Tisha B'Av? As we touched on before, just kind of segue right here, we have actually fulfilled here in the readings the aliyot, or the up offerings, the going ups, right? Literally more like the going ups, the aliyot. And the aliyah is like the various seven readings from HaTorah, from that Torah mana, right, from that Torah reading and feeding. That Torah portion. So here we have Devarim. These are the words. Now we have coming forward right here, the Yeshaya, Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 1, verses 1 to 27, which is about the Chazon. It's about the vision, right? The Chazon, Father, vision, the vision. I said the vision, not division, but the vision, right? Which overcomes a division. You see, division, people are divided, but the vision one can see. Seen? So here we have Moshe's his farewell address, right? The concluding book of HaTorah, the Torah, direction, instruction, Torah, Zemuse of Moshe. And this is called Devarim, words. And when we say words, the word for words can mean things or matters, words. So it can be literally words or things. So like what's, you know, what's the word, what's the matter in that sense, right? From the phrase, Ele HaDevarim, these are the words. It's found in the Hebrew at the opening verse. Now, in the English Bibles, right, most of the English Bibles, KJV, otherwise, Sefer Devarim, the Sefer, the book, right, the account of the words, the book of the words, Sefer Devarim, is known as the book of, quote, Deuteronomy. Now, this is from, as we mentioned even earlier in the Shabua, you know, a Greek word, a koino-coptic, you say a Greek, you know, word that means second law or second law, right, second law. Or a repeat of the law, repetition of the law. The Greek, coined a Greek word, deuteronomon, right? And that term is used to translate a phrase that's found in the Sefer Devarim in the Hebrew. So we have deuteronomon, which is a koine Greek, you know, word used. And that is translated or translating what's in Deuteronomy, the Hebrew, chapter 17, verse 18, where it reads the Mishneh HaTorah, a copy of the Torah or the repetition, like again, of the direction instructions. So generally speaking, the book, it represents Moshe's, his farewell address, right, his farewell address to call Israel. He reviews, right, he summarizes the history and the Torah, the various different direction instructions of HaTorah that was given to Jah people. And he repeatedly, over and over again, he warns that the Shema, in that sense, the hearing and obeying, the obedience to Shmoa, it will bring baraka, it will bring increased prosperity, while disobedience, like lack of hearing, lack of obeying, that will bring disaster and distress. All right, so it's interesting right here how this corresponds with the Tisha B'Av, which is a Judaic holiday coming out of the ancient history and even in the scripts that commemorates the destruction of the first temple, the temple of Shlomo, of Solomon, and the second temple that we get the destruction in 70 AD. And after that, the Galut, the exile, right, where many of the tribes, right, went and the four directions, but also the direction of Africa, right? Also direction of east, east of the River Nile, and many cross that River Nile, the River Ethiopia, ended up in the west, you know, possibly the western lands and West Africa, and 400-year history then connects and picks up right there. So we have the Mishnah HaTorah, the Hebrew phrase. So from this Hebrew phrase found in Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 18, we get the common, coming down to in English, the name of the fifth book, Deuteronomy, from Deuteronomo, which is the translation of the Hebrew Mishnah HaTorah, a copy of the Torah, or the repetition of the Torah. So Moses gives his farewell address, series of personal discourses, or we can call them like sermons, right? Sermons in this book all have a tone of rebuke, correction, admonition, warning. And indeed, some of the ancient sages, you know, and even today would say that it resembles a sort of a, like they call it, like deathbed blessing, because he's already told, you know, that his time is short, and it is said that Deuteronomy picks up in the 37 days before Moshe's passing, Moshe's death, right? And this we can compare Moshe's baraka, his blessing of Kol Yisrael, of all Israel, of the children, the sons of Israel. It's much like, you know, it's like, it resembles Jacob's baraka, Jacob's blessing that was given to Banayo, his sons. So now, I and I Torah portion here that we fulfill in the After the Shabbat podcast for the RSS number 44. Now here, we're on the Sunday service, first day service. We're going to pick up with the Haftarah, the prophet's reading as well, which connects here with both the Shabbat Chazon and also the Tisha B'Av. Now the Torah portion here, the Parasha for the Shavuah, the very first of the book of Deuteronomy. It begins with Moshe recounting the journey, the tribe from Mount Sinai to the edge. Now they're at the edge. Don't push me. They're at the edge of the promised land. He mentioned the difficulty. The first thing that he mentions was the difficulty of personally or alone, you know, single-handedly, so to speak, governing your people. I mean, go figure. You know, alone, you're going to govern this people, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of it. Okay. And he recalled how he had set up a system of the Shoftim. Now, we get that there in the Sheni Aliyah, the second reading, right? In the second reading, that's what we had noted, right, on the previous podcast, you know, the After Shabbat podcast for the sabbatical study, Shabbat Strong. We noted Psalm 82, right? The particular Psalm 82 and its connection, right, with the real meaning of a Psalm 82, with the judges, the Elohim, referring from a Hebrew perspective to the judges collectively, the Shoftim, right, and also, you know, to that judgment, right, for the malpractice of justice. And so we get Moshe warning them. Now, the system of the Shofts, some call the system of the Shofts, as we get more ancient, the Shofts, right, we have in the Hebrew the Shoftim, the judges, right. And this system of the judges corresponds to what we have in Psalm 82, where it mentions the Elohim, the gods. You know, God standeth in the congregation of the gods, of the judges, the Shoftim, right? And he judges, right, amongst the Elohim, the Shoftim. We get the connection here in this 44th, right, where it says that the judgment, right, the judgment is Elohim's. It is his judgment. So he reminds them of the system of the Shoftim. Now, what's connected with this is Exodus chapter 18, where his Midianite, right, related to the Ethiopians, the ancient Ethiopians, Midianite, his father-in-law, Jethro, gives him this advice after he Shema'ah, right? So we get Yithro, Jethro, he is a Hebrew priest. We can see his descendancy from Abraham's, his, some say, second wife or third wife, depends on how they count. But his wife after Sarah passed, the six sons, we get the Midianites. Now we find the good Midianites, right, or a true Hebrew who has a common denominator with the B'nai Yisrael and Yahuwah, right, Jehovah worship, right? We get the father-in-law of Moshe, who's a priest of Midian, after he hears of the Yetziat Mimitzrayim, the exodus of the B'nai Yisrael, what Yahuwah, Jehovah had done, he came to testify, and he came to Baruch, right, to bless he who be who he be. He's the first of over 600,000 sons of Yisrael to do so. It's a very curious feature, most miss over it. You'll notice that after all John had done, according to the scripture and the narrative, the first one to bless he who be, is Yitro, is Moshe's Chotain, his father-in-law. I mention this because in Exodus chapter 18, we see Moshe, right, in the ancient practice of the Shofs, right, Hek Shaus, right, the Shofs, right, the judges, right, and judging amongst the people, you know, keeping the system of justice and peace and security in the community. But he's doing this all by himself, and his chotain, his father-in-law, right, gives him good advice. Now, Moshe here in Devarim, he speaks about how he had set up this system of the shoftim, of the judges, right, connected with Psalm 82, also called the Elohim collectively, to help him administer justice among the various tribes. Now, Moshe, he then reminded Ha'am, the people, Jah people, of the sin, right, the ukkery, you could say the fookery of the 10 spies, 10 spies that brought back lies, a evil diba, dibi dibi, a diba, a evil report that discouraged the B'nai Yisrael, the Beta Israel, from going forward. Is at this point, many of them wanted to return to Kemet. So even these latter days in time, I get it. You know, it's because of the lies of the spies, right? The lies of the spies. So we get the 10 spies that told lies, but two of them were faithful witnesses, Ma'amir Shashmani, pioneer settlers. We get the 10-2 ratio. So he reminded the people of the sin, the uckery of the spies, and the rebellion because of this bad word. It was almost like the COINTELPRO, so to speak, in the wilderness, right? This caused a rebellion, right, of Ha'am, of Jah people at Kadesh Barnea. It's like they're moving forward, onward and upward. And then this rumor go about, and people be naive, this rumor, and they get all turned about. They get turned around. And this now led to Hashem, Jehovah's decree, that no one of that generation, especially speaking of the sons, the men of war, also we get where Jah caused them to wander until the warriors, the men of war who had punked out because of the dibi-dibi, the lies of the spies, and they wanted to return to Kemet, to Mitzrayim. So Jah said because of Moses' advocacy, right, concerning the 13 attributes of Yahuwah, of he who be who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, according to what we have in Exodus chapter 34, right, he argues a case for mercy, right, on the rebels. So because of that, Jehovah, he decreed that none of the manim, especially the sons of Yisrael who got counted of that pedigree, are you hearing? Speaking to the Israelite camps that say, well, you are what your father is. Well, the good thing here is that the generation of the children, the banim, that are coming after the abot, they are not like their fathers. You know what I mean? Because if they were, they would also be forbidden to enter in. But we get a new generation. So there's a generation gap that Moses, he narrates, and he's now speaking to the new generation. What occurred with their fathers, their patriarchs? Right, no one of that generation will live to enter the land of Canaan, with the exception of these two, Caleb and Yehoshua, Caleb and Joshua. Moshe, he then provided an outline, he's given an outline, an overview of the 38-year exile. We can call this a galut, They were falashas in a sense. Even here in these 38 years, the galut, the 38-year exile of the B'nai Yisrael, of the sons of Israel, and call Yisrael, all of Israel, the house of Israel, back toward the Sea of Reeds. The Sea of Reeds called in the Hebrew the Yam Suf. Correspondence in the Metzach Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals of the Conquering Line of the Tribe of Judah, the King of Kings Bible, we have the Etra Bahir, the Eritrean Sea, right? To the desert regions, Araba, the desert regions. And then back again until the subsequent generation was ready to enter the Promised Land. Basically, they almost wandered all over Arabia. Not like they try to tell you today. You know, they're missing some key places. Going to touch on that as well. Don't confuse the Yardane, the Jordan, with the Jordan River. The Jordan River, the river is related to the Yardane, right? But the Yardane is a bigger area. But here, just going over this and connecting the dots right here to the Shabbat Chazon, right? The Shabbat Chazon. So we get Moshe. Eile ha-debarim asher diber Moshe il kol Yisrael, the opening words of Debarim, of the Mishnah HaTorah, of Deuteronomy, of the repetition of the law, the repetition of the direction, instruction. Eile these ha-debarim, the words, asher, that which diber, declared, command, or like spoke, diber Moshe, diber he spoke Moses, that Moses spoke, Diber Moshe, call to all Yisrael, to all of Yisrael. So here this brings us here to the Chazon, right, to the vision, to the Shabbat Chazon. What do we have here? We have the Shabbat that immediately precedes, goes before the ancient fast of the Tisha'a, the number nine, in the father or in the month, the fifth moon that's known as Av. This is called the Shabbat Chazon, right, or the Sabbath of the vision. Since the Haftarah that we're about to ride up with here, we fulfilled in the first service after the Shabbat service. We fulfill the Torah reading, so here for the first day service, right, beginning more fully the Tisha B'Av, my portion of the service, we have the Haftarah, the prophet's reading that is read, namely Isaiah chapter 1, verses 1 to 25, 27. You don't get that fullness in there. It describes, the ancient scribes, they give description, right, to describe the vision of Hanabi, of the prophet Yeshayahu, of the prophet Yeshayah, Isaiah, regarding the immediate destruction of HaHekal. We said the HaHekal is the temple. Also, the temple is often called the Bait, the house HaMikdash, the house of the holy, the Bait HaMikdash, the house of the holy. And we pick up with Yeshayah, Isaiah chapter 1, verse 2. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for Yahuwah has spoken. What has he spoken? Though I brought up and raised my children, they have rebelled against me. They have rebelled against I. What's interesting about this word for Aina, Rastafari Yehudim and Rastafari Israeli, Rastafari Israelites, is that when we see this in that full of the second advent, right, the second coming, Christ's kingly character, the black Messiah, even the Messiah upon the throne of great King David, we not behold the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David. We can see this manifestation even amongst, right, the children of the Ethiopians. See, the children of Ethiopians verse in Amos 9 and 7 that we play, we're going to get the other verse up here and do a little echo, you know, on that as well, because we have to bring these two together. We know some of our Hebrew and Israelite brothers, you know, of other orders, you know, they like to quote this verse here, you know, and say, well, ye Ethiopians also, ye shall be slain by my sword. Well, that verse is true. But how is it true and why is it true? Like we see verses of condemnation, judgment on the B'nai Yisrael, and in verses where they will be redeemed and come forward. right? So we see it in the good, right, and the bad. Remember the tree, right? Good over evil. Yes, sir.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians, children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
Yes, yes, yes. Trying to get the Yeshaya, get the book of Isaiah, the Hebrew book of Isaiah, because got to go into this. Hopefully we have some time for Lamentations, you know, to go through the hearing of Lamentation, because it applies, right, to then, right, to now, and even if necessary, to even futures. But in looking at this prophecy in Yeshaya, Isaiah chapter 1, and going to KJV standard reading from low degrees to high degrees, hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for Yahuwah, Jehovah have spoken, I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. Now, ones are familiar with the third verse here, right, or ones and ones of a Yisrael consciousness, right? The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib, but Yisrael, Yasharala, doth not know. Remember, we're connecting this also here with Psalm 82 in its Hebrew, in its true, in the true view of the Hebrew, right, where it says, they know not, neither do they understand, right? They know not, neither do they understand. Right, all the foundations of the earth are out of course. Yisrael doth not know. My people are me. Are me. Say to your brothers, are me. My people, and to your sisters, Ruhama, she who receives mercy. But my people, but Yisrael doth not know. Does not know. And some of the Israel, you know, some of the one Westerner camps, you don't know.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Now, some of them will say, well, yeah, this verse speaks to, you know, that it's comparing Israel, right, to being ratchet, you know, to being ratchet and raw. That's why some of the Hebrews and Israelites, this is how some of their teachers, you know, will or have misdirected. Maybe they were misdirected themselves. You never know. It gets passed on. You know what I mean? However, the true context of it, if we take it like that, say, okay, let's say that they're correct, that here is comparing in Amos 9 and 7, right, in a more negative sense, like a sorrow, right? Right? From sorrow to joy. Remember the theme right here in the Messianic age, in the age of Moshiach, in the Messiah mindfulness, the true Christ consciousness. Let's take it from the low degree to high degree. Okay, it's comparing the children of Israel, right? It's comparing the children of Israel, right, with the Ethiopians because they were as wicked, as ratchet, as uck, right?
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
Okay, so we have it right here. We have the Hebrew here. Shimo'u, Shimo'u, Shemayim, Shimo'u, 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 and or Shimo'u, Shimo'u, like Shimo'u, Simo'u, we say in Amharic, like Simo'u, 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 like speaking to many ones, Simo'u. Here in the Hebrew, we have Shimo'u, 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 right? Shimo'u, hear y'all. Right, hear y'all, Shemayim, hear y'all, heavens. So speaking to the heavens, as the heavens are many, right? The Shem, the Sham, Sham, the place of Mayim, the place of the heavenly waters. Shema'u, Shemayim, hear, O heavens. Where Ha'azini, where Ha'azini, Ha'azini, Ha'azini here is speaking to she, right? So in the Shema'u and speaking to the heavens, right, is speaking to all you heavens, all the places of the waters, the heavenly waters, celestial waters, bringing out the Hebrew meaning of Shemayi, Shema'u, Shemayi, we're Ha'azini. So I spoke to her like a woman, I think to a woman, Ha'azini, Ha'azini. I'm saying to her like to give ear, like broaden your ear, Ha'azini, Ha'azini. So in a literal sense, in a kind of a word picture sense, it's like when you put your hand behind your ear, you see that gesture when a person puts their hand behind the ear and stretches out the ear. In the Hebrew hieroglyph, so to speak, this is like literally what it's saying. Ha'azin,
Ha'azini, speaking to she, we're Ha'azini Eretz, and give ear, O earth, mine, ki, Yehovah, diber, for he who be, we be, diber, has spoken. Banim, sons, speaking to sons, benot is daughters, but here it says banim, banim, sons. All right, in a euphemistic sense, we could say children, but specifically, John speaking to the sons, right? The Bnei Yisrael. Remember, it was the men of war who had to get, you know, wounded to death, right? And then he would deal fully with the new generation, right? Banim, right? Sons. Gidalti. Banim, Gidalti. Banim, Gidalti. Gidalti comes from Gadal, 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 like Gadol, Gadal, the big, like he's bigged them up. But in this sense, Gidalti, right, Gidalti is like to raise. He caused them to be big. He grew them up. In other words, he caused them to get big. Banim, Gidalti, sons I've caused to get big. I have raised them up, right? With Romamti, with Romamti. Right, and cause them ram, like to get high in that sense, right? But the idea is like to bring them up, right? The ancient way of saying like to rear them and to bring them up, right? But what happened? We're haim, they are them there, haim, the haim, we're haim, and they, right, pasha'u. Now, pasha'u, pesha is like a transgression, like a pesha. Pesha in Torah is like a transgression. Here it says pasha'u. And they have transgressed, be, by way of like ani, like against me. They have transgressed against me. They have transgressed against I. So what do we have here? We have here in Yeshaya, Isaiah, right, and how this connects with the Shabbat Chazon and also with the fast of the Tisha B'Av here in the reason for the season. This chapter here, though first in the book, when we look at chapter 1, Yeshaya, Yeshayahu, the Aleph chapter, right, the first chapter, it's first in the book, but it's not the earliest of Yeshaya's, Isaiah's prophecies. That should be looked for in chapter 6. So if you're looking for a chronological, so the scribes did not, you know, arrange this in a chronological way. So when we study, we get to know, right? If you want to look for the first of the prophecies in Isaiah, that will be like in chapter 6, where a graphic description, right, of the prophet's call. How was Hanabi? How was the Nabi, the prophet Yeshaya, Yeshayahu? How was he called to, and his initiation, right? His initiation, his Hanak, right? To initiate into his high office precedes what is obviously his prophetic message. Now, the position of chapter 1 at the opening of the book, the prophecy of Yeshaya, Isaiah, is to be explained on the ground and the foundation that it sets forward the principal ideas and the cardinal principles, as I now would say, the kingsiples of Hanabi's Talmid, of the prophet's teaching, of Hanabi's Talmid, his teaching. What were the fundamental ideas? What are the cardinal principles? Right? What be the first principles of the oracles here in the prophet's teaching, in Hanabi's Talmid? It has been well described as the great arrangement. Now, the date of the first part of the chapter, when we look at Yeshaya, here, for the Shabbat Chazon, moving into the first day service here for the Tisha B'Av, the first chapter, verses 2 to 17, it is often assumed to be the time of Sennacherib's campaign in 701 BCE, before the so-called Christian or Common Era. Or some say it's that of the Syro-Ephraimitish invasion. There was a Syrian-Ephraimitish invasion of Yehuda, of the land of Judah, Judea, about 735. 7:35. Now the chapter is read as the Haftarah of the Shabbat before the fast of the ninth of Av, that from its opening word, Chazon, Chazon is named, here, the Shabbat Chazon, moving into the first day, Chazon, right here. So we look at the first verse, first chapter of Yeshaya here, for writing up into the Haftarah, the prophet's reading here, for this RSS 44, Shabbat Devarim, and for the Shabbat Chazon. Here it says, Chazon, Yeshayahu. Chazon Yeshayahu. Yeshayahu, Yeshayahu. Ben Amoz, the vision of Isaiah, the son of Amoz. Chazon Yeshayahu ben Amoz, Asher Chaza, that he saw, Asher, that which Chaza. So the Chazon, the vision that Chaza, that he saw, or that he saw in a vision, all Yehuda, upon Judah, we Yerushalayim, and Jerusalem, be made in the days of Uzziah, Yotam, Jotham, Ahaz, Yechizkiyahu, Hezekiah, Malkei Yehuda, the kings of Yehuda, the kings of Judah. So this is how Yeshaya begins, right? So it begins by giving an overview of the vision of Yeshaya, right? Yeshayahu, right? Ben Amoz, Isaiah, the son of Amoz. But when we get to verse 2, just to remind, we get to verse 2 to verse 17, this is not the earliest prophecy of Yeshaya, but it's put here, the position of it being put here at the opening of the book is on the ground that it sets forth the fundamental ideas, the cardinal precepts, and the principles of Hanabi's, of the prophet's teaching, right? We can say of the prophet's Talmud, Talmud being an operative word in the Hebrew that basically means teaching. That's what we say right here, give us a teaching, right, of his majesty. Yes, sir.
You find your redemption.
From the prophet Yeshayahu. Here. Stay tuned.
Coming on. The prophet rides again. Oh yeah, the prophet rises again. prophet rise again. Oh God, yeah, oh, 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 oh,
about love right here, this tune right here. But he goes through a Yahweh chant, and almost like from that sorrow to the joy, like the theme of the season, although these were like 3 weeks of sorrow in the time of Moshiach, in the messianic time, it would be a feast, not of sorrow, but of joy. So this audible here, I think, brings it out. Hopefully the eye can hear it and receive it. Yes, sir.
Let me taste the joy.
Because you're coming this morning and you know what I'm
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit HaChadash Aliyot. 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 Aliyot.
So here, the Baraka, the blessing for the reading of the Haftarah here. Shabbat Hazon. Into the Tisha B'Av, here.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu, Melech Ha'olam, Asher Bachar B'Nebiim Tobim, Veratzah B'Debrehim, Hane'amarim B'Emet. Baruch atah Adonai, Habocher B'Torah, U'Moshe Abdo, U'B'Israel Ammo, U'B'Nebiei, Ha'emet Watzedek. Blessed art the I, Adonai, Eloheinu, eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art the I, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Yes. So here, from sadness to joy. But first, let's go from the low degrees to high degrees. Right here, the Haftarah. Haftarah right here.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Book of Isaiah,
chapter
1,
verses
1
to 27.
Besema Abba Wawalet Mephesa Kadus, Aha Duamlak. The visions of Isaiah, the son of Amos, which he saw concerning Yehuda and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Yehuda. Hear, O ye heavens, and give ear, O earth, for Yahweh Baruch Hu hath spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib, but Israel doeth not know, my people doeth not consider. Ah, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors, they have forsaken Yahweh. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel, the Kedushan Yisrael, to anger. They are gone away backwards. Why should ye be stricken anymore? Ye will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick, and the whole heart faint. From the sole of the foot even to the head, there is no soundness in it. But wounds and bruises and putrefying sores, they have not been clothed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. Your country is desolate. Your cities are burnt with fire. Your land, strangers devour it in your presence, and it is desolate as overthrown by strangers. And the daughter of Zion is left as a cottage in the vineyard, as a lodge in the garden of cucumbers, as a besieged city, except Yahweh Zebaoth Baruch Hu had left to us a very small remnant. We should have been as Sodom, and we should have been like to Gomorrah. Hear the word of Yahweh Baruch Hu, ye rulers of Sodom. Give ear to the law of our Elohim, ye people of Gomorrah. To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices to me, saith Yahweh? I am full of the burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed beasts, and I delight not in the blood of bullocks or of lambs or of he-goats. You come to appear before me. Who have required this at your hand to tread my courts? Bring no more vain oblations. Incense is an abomination to me. The new moons and Sabbaths, the calling of assemblies, I cannot away with. It is iniquity, even the solemn meeting. Your new moons and your appointed feasts my soul hateth. They are a trouble to me. I am weary to bear them. And when ye spread forth your hands, I will hide mine eyes from you. Yea,
When you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Wash you, make you clean. Put away the evil in your doings from before mine eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do well. Seek judgment. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless. Plead for the widow. Come now and let us reason together, saith Yahweh Buruku. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with the sword. For the mouth of Yahweh Buruku has spoken it. How was the faithful city become a harlot? It was full of judgment, righteousness lodged in it. But now, murderers, thy silver has become dross, thy wine mixed with water, thy princes are rebellious, and companions of thieves. Everyone loveth gifts, and followeth after rewards. They judge not the fatherless, neither do the cause of the widow come to them. Therefore saith the Master Yahweh Zebaoth, Buruku, the mighty one of Israel, I will ease me of mine adversaries, and avenge me of mine enemy. I will turn my hand upon thee, and purely purge away thy dross, and take away all thy tin. And I will restore thy judges as at the first, and thy counselors as at the beginning. Afterwards thou shalt be called the city of righteousness, the faithful city. Zion shall be redeemed with judgment, and her coverts with righteousness. Amen. Kebole Kwalu, Kebole Demsu, Kebole Hailu, Kebole Kedemawi Haile Selassie, and the Gusnagas of Ethiopia, Jah Rastafari. Shalom.
Jealous of the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of thee, O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit HaChadash Aliyot. 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 Aliyot.
Yes, yes, yes. Give thanks. Give thanks. Haberim. Haber. Haber Ras. Ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha Elohim, correspond to Shabbat Chazon, and also connected with Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av with the ninth of the fifth month, the fifth moon, recalling the destruction of the first and second temple in this particular time. Right, this particular time right here. Give thanks also for reading up to the 27th verse. I see on some charts they have the Haftarah to the 25th. But the fuller reading from Yeshaya, Isaiah, would be up to the 27th verse where it says, Zion shall be redeemed with justice, and they that return of her with righteousness. Very key verse right here. Very key chapter right here as well. Went through a little bit of an intro from a Hebrew perspective, right? Seeing this is not the first prophecy, right? But why is this prophecy positioned here? Because it lays out and outlines many and several very important things. Hopefully we will be able to reason on, right? Reason on a little bit more right here. But that verse, again, Zion, she, Tzion, Mishpat, in Mishpat, like we say, Jehoshaphat, Mishpat, in judgment, right? In judgment. Tipadeh, she shall be redeemed. Tipadeh, she shall be redeemed with justice. And they that return of her, Vishabeha. Shabeha is essentially the term shuv, teshuva, at this time, to repent, to turn, those who return, those who repent will be able to return to Aliyah with Shabbat Ha, and those who return of Ha, of her, with righteousness. Be Tzedakah. Be a Tzedakah. Now, it's interesting, Tzedakah here, in this sense, Tzedakah, instead of just Tzedek, but Tzedakah also is brought out as righteous giving. Almost like righteous giving. And the word for, we say charity in the Hebrew based on Torah is tzedakah. Tzedakah. And so I think the Muslims call it zadakah, zadakah, zadakah. Very similar, tzedakah, tzedakah. We say tzedakah from the tzedek, which means to be righteous or just, what is right. So it says here that Zion, that she is Zion, she shall be redeemed with justice, or in the Hebrew, b'mishpat can be justice, but it also more better in judgment. Zion b'mishpat tipade, tipade, she would be fada, peda, she would be redeemed with shabeha, and those who return of her or who repent of her, right, be a tzedakah in righteousness or in righteous sense of righteous giving. So with justice, that will be executed by its people and rulers. So the theme that goes through this Chabarim, when we listen to the Torah reading and feeding the Sheni, right, Aliyah, right, that spoke about how Moshe has set up a system of the Shoftim, of the judges, also the connection with Elohim, the connection of the judges, Shoftim with the Elohim in Psalm 82, and what was lacking, what he did not do, what even Moshe, right, in that spirit of prophecy, right, even sought to warn. Moshe seemed to warn them. He said, set up this system and do justice and do what's right. You know, do justice to the poor, the needy, afflicted. Don't have partiality. And then we get Psalm 82, where corrupt judges of Yisrael for their malpractice are being arraigned. More on this as we move forward right here, here, here. So here from the Haftarah, here to the Brit Chadasha. So stay tuned, stay tuned. Coming forward.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit Chadasha. Aliyot, 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 aliyot.
Going up, the aliyot, up offering, ascension. Right here, here, here. The Brit Chadasha, Baraka.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Natan Lanu Moshiach Yeshua Wehabarut Shel Habarit Ha Hadasha. Baruch Ata Adonai Notain Habarit Ha Hadasha. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
The Brit Chadasha Chadish Kidan.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu. Adonai Echad.
The Brit Chadasha Chadish Kidan. Renewed covenant reading for RSS number 44. Devarim. Words. From the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 9, verse 1 through 21. We begin, B'Shem Ha'ab, Ve'Habin, Ve'Ruach HaKadosh, Yahuwah Ahad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, the One. The Acts of the Apostles, chapter 9. The Conversion of Saul. Verse 1, Aleph. Verse 2, Beit. Verse 3, Gimel. Verse 4, Dalet. Shaul, Odenu, Yepeach, Zaam, Warechach, Al Talmide, Ha Adon, Vayabo, El Hakohen, Hagadol, Vayishal Mito Miktabim Lidameshek El Bate Knisiot Lima'an Asher Yeser Et Asher Yimtsa Ochazim Baderek Hahi Anashim O Nashim Vayibiem Yahrushalayim Vayahi Hu Holek Vekareb Lidameshek Vehine Pitom Nagah Elayu Misabib Or Min Hashemayim Vayifol Arca Vayishma Kol Midaber Elayu Shaul Shaul Lama Terdafeini Peini. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of Ha'adon, against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest, and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven, and he fell to the earth, and heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Adonai? And Ha'adon said, I am Yeshua, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Adonai, what wilt thou have me to do? And Ha'adon said to him, Arise, and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men that journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man. But they led him by the hand, and brought him into Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight, and neither did eat nor drink. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus, named Ananias. And to him said Ha'adon in a vision, Ananias. And he said, Behold, I am here, Adonai. And Ha'adon said to him, Arise and go into the street that is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judah for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayeth. And he has seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in, and putting his hand on him, that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answered, Adonai, I have heard by many of this man, how much evil he has done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And here, he has authority from the chief priests to bind all that call upon thy name. But Ha'adon said to him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel to me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will shew him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. Paul filled with the Spirit. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him said, Brother Saul, Ha'adon, even Yeshua, that appeareth to thee in the way as thou camest, has sent me, that thou mightest receive thy sight, and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Paul baptized, and immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he received sight forthwith, and arose, and was baptized. And when he had received meat, he was strengthened. Then was Saul certain days with the disciples that were at Damascus. Paul preaches, and straightway he preached Mashiach in the synagogues. He preached Christ in the synagogues, that he is Bein HaElohim, that he is the Son of God. But all that heard him were amazed and said, Is not this he that destroyed them that called upon this name in Jerusalem and came hither for that intent that he might bring them bound to the chief priests? Kabur Lakalu, Kabur Lajimtu, Kabur Lakhailu, Kabur Lakedamawi, Khaile Selassie, Be Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu, Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, to Mesken, Xiavi, Mesken. Jesus Christos,
Jesus
Christos,
Jesus
Christos,
Jesus
Christos,
Jesus
Christos.
Yes, 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 yes. Give thanks, Chaberim. Give thanks. I and I call fellow priests in the service right here for the RSS 44, for Devarim, for the Shabbat Devarim, also for the Shabbat Chazon, and also for Tisha B'Av. So there, give thanks, Chaber Ras Ayerson, to far right for the read right there, from the Brit Chadasha, from Acts of the Apostles, chapter 9, verses 1 to 21. So the theme right there, hopefully once again, the theme right here, even the season right here, of repentance, of turning to, turning from the straight way to Yahweh, we get to see the conversion, read here in the scripts and get to hear of the conversion of Rabbi Shaul, of Saul, right, to become the Apostle Paul, but here his own conversion, which reflects the same theme that we have here, Chaberim, with the Shabbat Chazon, with Devarim, and more particularly with the Tisha B'Av, right, the Tisha B'Av with the ninth of the fifth month, the fifth moon. But here also to hear about Paul. Many ones and ones, you know, self-professed Rasta and Rastafari may have all different views of things while saying they're giving thanks and praise to the King. But let's hear what Gurmawi Ngusinagas says concerning even the apostle here, Paulos, which also brings out the theme here, reason for the
truth is truth.
Imperial Majesty, how does it seem to you the Apostle Paul meant the statement, faith works by love?
ይሄ ቅዱስ ጳውሎስ ያለው የተሳሳተ ቃል አይደለም።
What St. Paul said here is not a mistaken statement. You all know what St. Paul was and what kind of work he was engaged in before his conversion. Later on, after his conversion, he had faith and love. And if he had not had that, he would not have taught people this in his epistles. Neither love nor faith are separable from each other. An elaboration of this is Paul's exposition in one of his epistles, which speaks of love and faith. Without love, all of our human efforts in the sight of God can be useless. He loved us. And on our behalf, he was given as a ransom, and it was because of love and his love for us that he accomplished the act of love.
Like mountains on above Jerusalem. Like mountains on above Jerusalem.
So here for the theme of the season right here. As we're coming to even the seventh month, here we're in the fifth moon, the seventh month, completing the holy Isla days, the three seasons, Passover, Shavuot, coming forward on the fall festivals here. And here we have the Tisha B'Av and the reason for the season, Teshuvah, repentance, to make that turn, to think different. You know, see, to bring out the meaning of the word and the application. But here, Johnny Osborne, in this tune, brings it full, purify your heart. Niki kapai mubar lebab, clean hands, a pure heart. Atikna.
Purify your heart and you know yourself.
Yeah, let's pick it up right here. Go with the inspiration right here, here, here. Let's just give ear here to Yeshaya. More and more in that full of full tune. Johnny Osborne, purify your heart. Purify your heart. Heart to come. So here in Isaiah, Isaiah lays the foundation right here in Yeshaya, Isaiah chapter 1. Now, there's some verses, many verses that we need to reason on, but we're going to zoom in, right? Zoom in even. Here's where we get this idea of come, come, come. Come, like go. You know, the Hebrew language views the action from the starting point, like come, come now, let us reason together. But the Hebrew sense, the Hebraic sense of liku, liku, nah, liku, go y'all, nah, come on now, go y'all. But it has a sense in translation of come now. But Hebraically, go y'all, right, liku, nah, and make I and I reason together. Where me waka ha, me waka, me waka, some might say, where me waka ha, me waka ha. Now, here we have the tokaha, tokaha. It's a sense of reasoning, but the root meaning, right, of the verb is to prove, to decide, right, to a judge, right, to prove, to decide, to a judge. It's not just reasoning, but reasoning in order to prove, in order to decide, in order to adjudge, right? Say Yahweh, though your sins, your uckeries be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. So another context that gets so distorted in counterfeit Christianity and among Bible people and the racists and the satans, the ops, you know, they may look at this in some racial way, but they'll totally miss the spirituality. Though your sins, your uckeries, your sins are falling short, though your sins, your lacks be as scarlet. We see your fuckery, your fookeries. Im yihiyu chataekem, chataekem, you're falling short, you're missing the marks. Ka shanim, be as scarlet. They shall be as white as snow. They shall be purified. It's like, imagine if somebody had a white garment. There's a white garment, but that garment got bloody, right? You see the difference between the way it was and the way it became. So imagine that garment that was clean, right, without any blood or scarlet, so to speak, became clean again. This is the spiritual idea concerning the psycho spiritual condition of John people and I. Though they be red like crimson, although they be red like crimson, right? And here it says, im ya eda, ya edimu, ya edimu, the Adam, Adam, like Edom, ya edimu, ya edimu, ya edimu, im, and if ya edimu, ka tola'a. Tola'a, even though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Now, in the Hebrew, there's another level, right, of these terms, like even the white as snow, even in the psalm where he says, and I should be white as snow, and under counterfeit Christianity, white Anglo-Saxon Protestant antichristism schism, many of John people began to almost curse their nature, you know, because they were black and brown people. They wanted, because of that confusion. So that was never the sense right here. Just to kind of zoom in on that, because the point about wool also goes along with that, right? Though your sins, your uckeries, your fookeries, since the particle in the Hebrew is im, right? That particle im. And im usually bears the meaning of if. So it says, im yehiyu, if they will be, chata'e, the sins kem of all of y'all, right? Ka shanim, like scarlet. So the particle in Hebrew is the im, right? And this means if. But now some would translate, if your sins be as scarlet, shall they be as snow. So as we reason on it, right, in the spirit, not just the letter of the law, this can be brought out that if your sins be as scarlet, right, if they be as shiny, shall they be as snow? Shall they be, you know, as snow? If they be red like crimson, shall they be as wool? This points out something right here. It says kasheleg. Sheleg is like snow. Kasheleg yalbino from like Laban. Like Laban. You remember Jacob's father-in-law, Laban? So the sense being brought out, if your sins be as scarlet, shall they be as snow? Asking the question. Remember it says, come now, go to now, make I and I reason together, saith Jehovah. So Jah is reasoning with I and I. If your ukeries be red up like scarlet, shall they be as snow, like cleansed from that redness? If they be red like crimson, shall they be as wool? The implication being that such a possibility basically is unthinkable. You know, like if, you know, they say wine stains. Have you heard people talk about wine stains? They say that wine stains are most difficult. Some even say it's impossible, right, to remove. So this is the idea, the implication that such a possibility is not even thinkable. You can't even think it, right? Forgiveness and prosperity on the one hand, and wrath and death on the other. Can there be such a thing? There's forgiveness on one hand and prosperity. And then on the other hand, right, wrath and death, these are entirely conditioned by the alternatives that are stated in verse 19. So we move to the next verse right here when Yeshaya, Isaiah, just bringing out for this Tisha B'Av, for this ninth of the month of the father, of the fifth moon, the fifth month that commemorates the destructions of the first temple, the temple of Shlomo, HaMelech, Solomon, and the second temple in 70 AD, and various other tragedies to the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, to the Beta Israel at home and abroad. But here, looking at verse 19, Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Esaias, it says, if y'all be willing. So here we have the im tobu, if y'all be willing, u shema etem, and obedient. Interesting that the word shema, like say shema Yisrael, the root of shema etem, right? It's like speaking to all of y'all, shema etem, like y'all listening. It could be y'all obeying, y'all obedient. It's like we, once lost, now found, we say, you feel me? You're talking to somebody and you say, you feel me, right? But it's not like physical, like feeling. If you're seeing somebody and you're like, yo, you feel me, man? You feel me? And the person starts to like want to grope you. Like, yo. I'm not talking about that. You always a difference in the word. So this is the same thing in the spirit, not the letter of the law. Im tobu or shemaitem. If y'all be willing, right, willing and obedient, not defying, not rasha, right, not illmatic, but willing, right? Ua shemayetem, and obedient, and in a sense, and hear. So another translation of this right here in verse 19 of Yeshaya, Isaiah chapter 1, the Aleph chapter, im tobu, if y'all be willing, im tobu, ua shemayetem, and y'all hear. Tub, ha'aret, tub, the good, the tub. The tube, right? The tube, haaretz, the tube, the good of the haaretz, the land. Tokelu, y'all will eat. Tokelu, all of y'all will eat the tube, haaretz, the tube, the good of the land. So here, connecting this right here, these two verses going together, like, so asking the question in verse 18. If your sins are scarlet, John is saying, come on, people, let's talk about this. If your fookeries are like scarlet, shall they be like snow? If they are red like crimson, shall they be as wool? Well, you know, the implication of that possibility is unthinkable, that forgiveness and prosperity. You want me to give you a forgiveness and prosperity on one hand and then have wrath and death on the other? The wrath and the death is for the ukeri, right? The wrath and death is for the ukeri. Right, but you expect to have prosperity at the same time. So this here, this if of verse 18, that doesn't really come out in the translation. They say though. It's really if in the Hebrew. If your ukeries be like scarlet, Shall they be white? It's a question. In the spirit of it, you can, you know, the spirit of the word, we hear the question there, because then it makes sense in the next verse, if y'all be willing. See, if we go according to how the translator translates it, and where it says, though your sins be as scarlet, even though it says Zaim Yehiyu, Hataekem, Kashanim, and we say though, then we have to say though in verse 19. Though you all be willing and obedient, there will make no sense there. So the if really brings out the sense of what's being called for, right? What is being called for here? What's being called for? Niwakaha, niwakha, 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 like nivaka, like let's reason. You know, let's reason about this. But if y'all refuse and rebel, so we have verse 20, if y'all refuse and rebel. Because what we get here is Yeshaya prophesizing, right, all beforehand of the destruction of Solomon's temple, the first temple, right? And they were given time to repent, to do teshuva, to think different, to make a 180 from the straight way to Yahweh. But he says, listen, you have a choice. The choice is yours. If y'all be willing and obedient, be willing and you're here, y'all will eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, we'im te'ma'inu, te'manu, te'manu, we'im and if te'manu, if you refuse, u'meritem, u'meri, meri, meri, if y'all bitter, meritem, if y'all bitter. It's interesting that the word rebel has to do with the same word for bitterness. So it's linking the ancient Hebraic sense, bitterness, right, leading to rebelliousness. He says, ye shall be devoured with the sword. You're going to be eaten up. Chareb, the chareb, in Hebrew, the chareb, 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 the sword. Te uklu, te uklu. Get this in the verse 19, where it says that you all shall eat the good of the land, tuv ha'aret, tokelu, from akal, to eat, tokelu, y'all shall eat. But here it's saying if you refuse and rebel, then the chareb, the sword, te uklu, te uklu, te uklu. So you have a choice between tokelu, to eat the tuv ha'aret, or between te uklu, being eaten up by the chareb. And now he seals it up right here, so there's no doubt. He says, ki, ki, pi, Yehovah, diber, ki, pi, the pi, the fi, the fi, the word in the Hebrew and the alternative pointings, the pi, the mouth, the pe, the mouth, the fi, the fe. Here it says, ki, pi, Yehovah, diber, for the pi, the pi, the pi, you see, the fi of Jehovah, diber, has spoken it. So once the mouth of he who be has spoken it, it's written to the sacred geometry of the universe. You can run, but you can't hide. You know, it's written in all the natures, in all the natures, in all the elves, the elementals. And then he asks this question here. How has the faithful city become a harlot? She that was full of justice, righteousness lodged in her. All right, it's interesting what it says, Tzedek Yalin Baha, Tzedek. Remember, Tzedakah is righteousness, but it's really righteous given or charitable given. And it's a feminine sense of the word, tzedakah. Here we have tzedek, the masculine sense of the word. So it's bringing out the sense that even he who be who he be had lodged, had sojourned, baha, bah, in her. But now, wa'ata, but now, meratachim, those who are about rata, those who are about murder, murderers. I dwell in her. A little rhema, quick rhema.
Murderer, take do that, do that, do that, do that, do that, do that, do that. See, tell them already, we have to tell them again. Tell them already, we have to tell them again. Tell them already, we have to tell them again. Them a murderer. Them a murderer. See, them come in on me area, want to kill off the youth. No dress up in a jacket and them dress up in a tie. Come across house, want to tell feel lies. Them a murderer. I tell them I
them up in at them cheap ones, come kick out my tree. Come in at them red ones to lick off my head. Come into my lane, want to fly out my brain. Them dress up in that jacket and them dress up in that tie. Want to deprive I man from my rights. Them a murderer. Them a murderer. Watch them a come. Watch them a come. Them a vampire. Then we suck out your blood. Watch them a come. Watch them a come. Them a murderer. Tell them already, we have to tell them again. Tell them already, we have to tell them again. Anyone we no like a we no keep them afraid. Cause we don't feel, we don't chat to them. Cause them a murderer. Them a murderer. Dress up in a jacket and them dress up in a tie. Want to deprive I man from my right. Them muggling at them deep walk, come pick out my teeth. Come into my lane, want to fly out my brain. Them dress up in the black, want to send their dust cat. Them a murderer.
And like Rotze also a murderer. Different than just somebody who kills, because one might kill in self-defense, but these. So here, we're going to segue right here, just looking at the time we have here on the air. We have an audible like to share here, because as it is the tried, you know, we are more in the new covenant sense of the Tisha B'Av, where the sorrow, as the Rabbeinu said, we turn into joy, but observing, you know, the wisdom of the ancients, the Me'ari service, the evening service, Lamentations, right? Lamentations, full book. We have Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 13 to chapter 9, verse 24. There's like the keynote in the Hebrew, the kinewoch in them heart, which is like elegies, or like compositions, almost like poems and composition, elegies. Right, and then we have the shacharit, like in the morning service. So this is like a 25-hour fast if one chooses. It's not obligatory, like Yom HaKippurim, but some, you know, in seeking to do and prepare themselves to do that, purify their hearts and do teshuva, fasting is good. But once again, just to remind the Chabarim, the Rastafari, of whatever order or mansion that one is, according to the teaching of His Majesty, there's no fasting on the Shabbat. Just to line that up there in HaTorah is evident, and in the Metzafeh Kufale, called the Yubelu, the Book of Jubilees, we have that there as well. Right? Give us the teaching of His Majesty. Right? So, you know, we not want no devil's philosophy or no doctrines of men and people. Even the fellow Rastas and well-meaning and the teaching of His Majesty clearly contradicts that, right? Let's not call on the namesake, you know, like identity thieves, right? But here we have the Shacharit, right, for the morning, and just take this down to Habarim in case ones want to, you know, go through a Medi, become familiar. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 25 to 40. Right, so I'll be like in the day, we say the Sunday part. Here we're still in like the eve of the first day. Lamentations, full book, and the book of Eob and Job, the full book. The Haftarah, the prophet's reading, is still Yeremiah, Ermias, or Jeremiah chapter 8, verses 13 to Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 24. In the Brit Chadasha, we have Acts of the Apostles chapter 9. Focus verses 1 to 21 and give thanks to Haber, Shalano, Rash, Iason for that read, Raythe, and the dub mix. Also to Haber, Shalano, Rash, Sahar, Ahad, also for the read there from the Haftarah. But the fuller read here from the Brit Chadasha connected here for reason for the season. Acts of the Apostles chapter 9 verses 1 to 21. We see here Rabbi Shaul, a.k.a. the Apostle Paulos. He's going through a teshuva. Now, it's interesting, his teshuva, because remember it says that blindness has happened, right, in part to Yisrael. Now, who said that? Well, according to the scripts here, the Brit Chadasha, it is said that Paulos, Rabbi Shaul, a.k.a. Paulos, said that. Well, I guess he would know something about that, getting knocked down off his horse, right, his pharisaical horse, right? But you know, it's interesting. I often look at Paul, my being turned from the 180 astray way to Yahweh, and even Judas, Yehuda, Ishak, Ariot, Iscariot, being in that way of the derek of the Moshiach, but then going out of the way. It's almost like Satan, you know, like draft picked it, Iscariot, and then Yeshua, right, in balancing the equation, chose Rabbi Shaul Paulos, because he knew that Paulos, Paul, he was zealous in his wrong way, in his blindness, you know what I mean? But once he saw the light, he would be very instrumental in building up, right, that body of Moshiach, right, in truth. Now, I know a lot of ones talk about Paul this and Paul that, but, you know, it's like Stockholm Syndrome. For 400 years, counterfeit Christianity, whitewashed Christianity, they didn't just whitewash the images. You know, they also whitewash the doctrine. And in other words, you know, so one has to be born again, right? Let this mind be in you, and then you'll see. Just as Paul was in blindness until he recovered his sight. So Acts of the Apostles, chapter 9, verses 1 to 21, and besides Rastafari, I and I, of his name, of the Rastafari Ketamai Haile Selassie, we listen to his majesty over, you know, any of these different orders or mansions or denominations that might be teaching something that clearly is heretical. Yeah, it sounds nice, but it's heretical. Kick rocks, right? Or repent from that. Acts chapter 9, verse 1 to 21. Luke chapter 1, verse 68. Luke chapter 19, verse 41 to 44. Right? Matthew chapter 24 and Mark chapter 13. You know, it's interesting that some say about the Bible and go against the Bible and then talk about being Rasta or Rastafari. It's kind of interesting. We just touched on Psalm 91, right? And we showed how Hasatan, he quoted the Bible, but he misquoted the Bible. I'm sure he probably misquoted on others and got them to jump and do what he sneak commanded them to do, but not Robeinu Yeshua HaMoshiach, right? And we've been able to pick up on that misquote that Yeshua, no doubt, picked up on. So, you know, when you catch them, they first try to use the Bible, and then, you know, when you get wise enough, they try to throw it out, try to throw out the witness. You know, like in court, you try to get the witness. You know, if this witness takes a stand, you're going to be damned, right? So they try to go do away with the Bible. Don't bring the Bible into Africa. What? The Bible's already there. Oh, the Bible conquered Ethiopia, not with the sword, but with the Bible. What's it talking about? 3rd century, 4th century A.D.? Well, what about Solomon and Sheba and all that time? Is the Torah still the scriptures? Are you talking about then? So get away from the foolishness. You know, we just have to give a warning, right? Because even in the latter days, Matthew chapter 24, one of the readings, it talk about what hand will they stand, right? Whether they are in Yahweh, truth and life, in the plan, in his plan of salvation, right? Or they're following another man.
Why, lush, perfect. Bless him! More fire!
So right here, we'd like to connect this part here. Of course, I'd like to go through this in a fuller form. We're at verse 21 of Yeshaya, Isaiah. How is the faithful city, Aicha, Aicha? So when we say Aicha or Aicha, 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 that's like to say, in the Hebrew sense, this is brought out as like how, right? It's a how sense, but it's actually like an expression, like Aich, Aich, ah, ah. And we go, ah, you know, that way of kind of like trying to get this out of their spirit. So here in the Hebrew, this also comes out to a sense of how, Aicha, Aicha, right? But it, more expressed, it can bring out that sense of a lamentation, Aich, Aicha, Aicha. So here we have a dirge, like a sad song, we call it like a Hebrew blues. On the moral, right, the true moral decay, the decay of the true morality, right? We say moral theocracy, right, Rastafari? Moral theocracy. What about the moral decay of Jerusalem? What about the moral decay amongst those who say Rasta and Rastafari, especially in the basic things of the teaching? Because if you don't got the teaching right, then we can expect you're going to do things wrong, right? So we have similar elegies that begin with the exclamation of Aicha, 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 how, such as lamentation, one of the appointed readings for the Tisha B'Av. How is the faithful city, Aicha, Haika, Le, Zona, how to a harlot, how becoming a harlot, Kirya, 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 right? Let me say Iskariot, Ish, man, Kariot, man of the cities. Here in the Hebrew we have Kirya, Kirya. How is the Kirya, the city, Ne'emana, Ne'emana, the faithful city, the trusting city, the true city, Ne'emana, Ne'emana, right? When we say like the Emuna, faith, on the Amenet, to trust, admit, to credit on. So Aicha, Haita, Lizona, Lizona, how has she become of a harlot, like a harlot, of a harlot, of a Zona, Zona from Zana, to be like sexually crazy, zany, right? You know, Zona. My lezona, Aicha, Haita lezona, Kirya, Ne'emana. How is the faithful city become a harlot? She was full of justice. Tzedek Yalin, Tzedek Yalin, Baha, Tzedek Yalin, Yalin to dwell, to lodge, Baha, Bah, in Ha, Tzedek, to say even like Melke, Tzedek. We can look at Addis Ababa, right, up to 74, 75, and apply this right here. Tzedek Yalin Baha, righteousness lodged in her, righteousness lodged in her. But, you know, first of all, she was full of justice. Mileati, Mileati. She was full, Mileati, Mileati. She was Mela. Mela in the Hebrew, mulu, mulu, full, right? Me'leati, she was full of mishpat. She was full of judgment. Tzedek Yalin Baha, righteousness, the righteous, the tzedek, even Melchizedek, tzedek, lodged, dwelt in ha, right? Wa'ata, and now, wa'ata, wa'ata, miratzachim, miratzachim. Murderers, Miratzachim, blood on your shoulders, Miratzachim, murderer. They, right, thy silver is become dross. So the silver in them hard sense, the bur. You can see how the currency, right, fell off. From time of his majesty, the Ethiopian currency, the bur, the silver, shekel, we could say base, the silver currency was almost one-to-one with the American currency. Now it's like, May I know, thy silver is become dross. Speaking of the economy, right? Thy wine mixed with water. Speaking of the faith, the religion, watered down. Now we see the Orthodox, Ethiopian Orthodox Church. Not all, but we see the Roman icons. That's what's conquering them, right, is the whitewash. Thy princes are rebellious and captains of thieves and companions. Well, some of the captains are thieves, but companions of thieves. Everyone, everybody loveth bribes. Well, I could do this, but what you going to give me? Everybody loveth bribes and follow after rewards. They judge not the fatherless. Sound like Psalm 82? They judge not the fatherless, neither doth the cause of the widow come to them. Therefore, Ha Adon, Adawan, the master, the sovereign, the Adon. Therefore, Ha Adawan, Yahuwah Tsebaot, he who be, who he be, of armies, Abir, Yisrael, the Abir, the mighty one of Yisrael. He says, ah, hoi, ah, Enachem, mi tsarai, I will ease me, mi tsarai, of my enemy, and avenge me of mine adversaries. I will avenge me or by of my enemy. So here, there's a portion on this here, up to the Ha'adon in verse 24. The master, the sovereign, the Adon, the Adawan, the master sovereign, translated Lord, the master sovereign. When so used by Yeshaya, a note right here, when Yeshaya so uses it like this here, he's using this in the absolute form, Ha'adon, the sovereign, right? It always introduces a warning or a threat. So whenever we use like the Ha'adon, right, the Lord, Ha'adon, is bringing in, right, the sovereign is always introducing a warning or a threat. I will ease me by the execution of vengeance referred to in the following clause. So as he gave Yisrael, Yasha'ala, permission to execute vengeance, go cold Medina on the Midianites, now he will give permission, right, to go against his wayward Israelites. Are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Yisrael? Ye Ethiopians also shall be slain by my sword. Now, the Israelites, you know, we understand how it is when he turns his sword against us. Remember the verse, y'all shall be devoured with the sword. Chereb te ukulu. You could either te ukulu, you could be devoured, or you could tokelu. You could eat the tub ha'aret. You could eat the good of the land, of the consciousness, or the sword. Even Jawar can devour you. He will ease himself of his enemies. Those who sin against Jah's genuine morality and divine Ivine Torah, his Ivine direction instruction, are enemies of Ha'ilahim of Ha'el. And here, he is pointing this to Yasharala, to Yisrael. But here, in segueing right here, and linking this with that right here for this Tisha B'Av, we have the faithful city, Yerushalayim, symbolizing its inhabitants who were once loyal. They was once royal and loyal and faithful. They had credit. They had admittance. It's like even right now you hear some ones and ones talking about, oh, the Kebra Negesh is not real in some ways. And these are Ethiopians, careless Ethiopians. That's why that verse is there, right, in Zephaniah 2 and 12. Because they have also entered in with the Israelites of Ethiopia into a covenant. So Jah treats his covenant-keeping people the same because he is non-partial. So Jerusalem, Yerushalayim, symbolizes its inhabitants who were once loyal and faithful to the teaching of HaTorah. They were once loyal and royal and faithful to teachings of Jah's direction and instruction. And see, when we're talking about Yisrael then, we could be talking about Ethiopia now, right, as we compare and contrast it, right, in his days and his times, he shall shew who is the blessed, the only potentate, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. What about this harlot, right, the Zona, Lizona, the Zona, degenerate character, perpetrating a fraud, tolerating social injustice, right? So this city that is thought to be, oh, this is holy, right? As we say, the once holy Ethiopia. We mark it in the historical record with the great transgression, rebellion against the King of Kings in 1975. The idea of faithfulness that is brought out here is like the idea of faithfulness in marriage, but in this context of the Zona, this is the faithlessness in marriage. So we can look at Torah. So what John is saying, just as you may judge your wives being unfaithful and may have zealousy or jealousy, well, I'm going to treat y'all, and this is speaking mainly to the sons, though he's using the feminine sense. He is basically, if one may speak like this, he is basically bitching the sons of Yisrael. He's calling them out. He's saying, "What you see how you take my law and you judge your wives what you think or feel, or when they actually commit, you know, some zana, zany, they become a zona, a harlot. But now I'm going to treat all of you sons of Yisrael like a bunch of bitches, right? If you want to keep it real, Yisrael. So the degenerate character, perpetrating or tolerating social injustice. The idea here is of faithlessness in marriage. So as the sons of Israel could go to HaTorah, right, and, you know, have a certain regulation concerning the fidelity of the Isha, the Eshet, the Oset, well, so Yahweh is saying, well, you know what? You're doing the same thing to me. Let me show you how it goes. So here's how it goes right here, right? This is not always essential to the term, but it is what is being brought out even with the prophet Hosea. He uses the term of husband and wife to express the relationship of Ha'el, the Almighty, Ha'Elohim, and Yisrael, in particular the B'nai Yisrael, who are the ones who directly entered into the covenant for all of Yisrael. So it was the son, the Mendem of Yisrael, who became, in a sense, surety for the covenant. All right? So it's almost like if we go wrong, we're the first to be punished. Then it trickles down like to our family and our children, especially our sons that continue the same uckery that we may have done. Justice and righteousness, two key words here. In the Hebrew, we have tzedek. Right, tzedek, right? We have mishpat. Mishpat is more judgment, and tzedek would be righteousness, or sometimes translated as justice and righteousness. Now, the latter, tzedek, is the principle of rectitude, of just dealing of men with each other. We can say in a Hebraic sense, it's like the Hebrew karma, or like when one say deuces. Well, you've done this, well, it shall be paralleled in judgment to you, right? So the sense of tzedek, righteousness, is the principle of rectitude, like to rectify, to correct, and just dealing, right? Balancing the equation of Adam, of men and people with each other. While the former mishpat, right? Mishpat is also rendered as judgment. This is the practice of the principle in the courts, right? The courts of law in the Beit Din. We call the courts of law in the Hebrew the Beit, the house of Deen, the house of the execution, right, of Torah, and daily life and actions. So we have the sense of judgment, right, the practice of the principle, right? So to be one who's about justice and judgment is also being about the practice of the principle in one's daily life and liberty and action, and also practice of the principle in the courts of law. This is why as we go forward, further, you know, he speaks about how the judges and has the same language as Psalm 82, because speaking to the same injustice as Psalm 82 among the B'nai Yisrael, among the sons of Israel, firstly and foremostly, who are called in their relationship, the judges of Yisrael, they are known collectively as the Elohim. That's why it says that he stands in the midst of the Elohim. He judges amongst the gods. He is the El who judges among the Elohim, the father who judges among his sons. But saying that this righteousness, this tzedek, even Melchizedek, large or abode or continued or endured in her, right? Large or dwelled in her. This is why when we pray, even in the sense of from even the previous, the Old Testament time, even coming into the Brit Chadasha time, the prayer is for that return of Moshiach, right? For him to return to Zion, right? And the connection of Zion, because Zion, right, represents the castle of David in the scriptural sense, but it represents a Davidic monarchy. So when we talk about the return of Jehovah to Zion, the return of Moshiach to Zion, It's a return of that Davidic, the Davidic covenant, and to fulfill that Davidic covenant.
His foundation is in the holy mountain. Jehovah is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the old city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
So right here for this Tisha B'Av, this Rastafari Tisha B'Av, the ninth of the fourth, of the fifth month, right? Here, commemorating the destruction from sorrow, right? Of the destruction of the first and second temple, right? But that restoration of the new temple, even that temple that was built by HaMoshiach, even Yeshua, even the King of Kings Christ. But here for Tisha B'Av, here we have Aika. Here the segue from Isaiah chapter 1, verse 21. How is a faithful city become a harlot? She that was full of justice, righteousness, lodged in her, but now murderers. Shema'ah Yisrael.
The Lamentations of Jeremiah, chapter 1. How doth the city sit solitary that was full of people? How is she become as a widow? She that was great among the nations and princess among the provinces, how is she become tributary? She weepeth sore in the night, and her tears are on her cheeks. Among all her lovers, she hath none to comfort her. All her friends have dealt treacherously with her. They are become her enemies. Judah is gone into captivity because of affliction and because of great servitude. She dwelleth among the heathen. She findeth no rest. All her persecutors overtook her between the straits. The ways of Zion do mourn because none come to the solemn feasts. All her gates are desolate. Her priests sigh. Her virgins are afflicted. And she is in bitterness. Her adversaries are the chief. Her enemies prosper. For the Lord hath afflicted her for the multitude of her transgressions. Her children are gone into captivity before the enemy. And from the daughter of Zion, all her beauty is departed. Her princes are become like harts that find no pasture, and they are gone without strength before the pursuer. Jerusalem remembered in the days of her affliction and of her miseries all her pleasant things that she had in the days of old, when her people fell into the hand of the enemy, and none did help her. The adversaries saw her and did mock at her Sabbaths. Jerusalem hath grievously sinned, therefore she is removed. All that honored her despise her, because they have seen her nakedness. Yea, she sigheth and turneth backward. Her filthiness is in her skirts. She remembereth not her last end. Therefore she came down wonderfully. She had no comforter. O Lord, behold my affliction, for the enemy hath magnified himself. The adversary hath spread out his hand upon all her pleasant things. For she hath seen that the heathen entered into her sanctuary, whom thou didst command that they should not enter into thy congregation. All her people sigh, they seek bread. They have given their pleasant things for meat to relieve the soul. See, O Lord, and consider, for I am become vile. Is it nothing to you, all ye that pass by? Behold, and see if there be any sorrow like unto my sorrow, which is done unto me, wherewith the Lord hath afflicted me in the day of his fierce anger. From above hath he sent fire into my bones, and it prevaileth against them. He hath spread a net for my feet. He hath turned me back. He hath made me desolate and faint all the day. The yoke of my transgressions is bound by his hand. They are wreathed and come up upon my neck. He hath made my strength to fall. The Lord hath delivered me into their hands, from whom I am not able to rise up. The Lord hath trodden underfoot all my mighty men in the midst of me. He hath called an assembly against me to crush my young men. The Lord hath trodden the virgin, the daughter of Judah, as in a winepress. For these things I weep. Mine eye mine eye runneth down with water, because the comforter that should relieve my soul is far from me. My children are desolate because the enemy prevailed. Zion spreadeth forth her hands, and there is none to comfort her. The Lord hath commanded concerning Jacob that his adversaries should be round about him. Jerusalem is as a menstruous woman among them. The Lord is righteous, for I have rebelled against his commandment. Hear, I pray you, all people, and behold my sorrow. My virgins and my young men are gone into captivity. I called for my lovers, but they deceived me. My priests and mine elders gave up the ghost in the city while they sought their meat to relieve their souls. Behold, O Lord, for I am in distress. My bowels are troubled, mine heart is turned within me, for I have grievously rebelled. Abroad the sword bereaveth, at home there is as death. They have heard that I sigh, there is none to comfort me. All mine enemies have heard of my trouble, they are glad that thou hast done it. Thou wilt bring the day that thou hast called, and they shall be like unto me. Let all their wickedness come before thee, and do unto them as thou hast done unto me for all my transgressions. For my sighs are many, and my heart is faint. Chapter 2. How hath the Lord covered the daughter of Zion with a cloud in his anger, and cast down from heaven unto the earth the beauty of Israel, and remembered not his footstool in the day of his anger. The Lord hath swallowed up all the habitations of Jacob, and hath not pitied. He hath thrown down in his wrath the strongholds of the daughter of Judah. He hath brought them down to the ground. He hath polluted the kingdom and the princes thereof. He hath cut off in his fierce anger all the horn of Israel. He hath drawn back his right hand from before the enemy, and he burned against Jacob like a flaming fire which devoureth round about. He hath bent his bow like an enemy. He stood with his right hand as an adversary, and slew all that were pleasant to the eye in the tabernacle of the daughter of Zion. He poured out his fury like fire. The Lord was as an enemy. He hath swallowed up Israel. He hath swallowed up all her palaces. He hath destroyed his strongholds, and hath increased in the daughter of Judah mourning and lamentation. And he hath violently taken away his tabernacle as if it were of a garden. He hath destroyed his places of the assembly. The Lord hath caused the solemn feasts and Sabbaths to be forgotten in Zion, and hath despised in the indignation of his anger the king and the priest. The Lord hath cast off his altar. He hath abhorred his sanctuary. He hath given up into the hand of the enemy the walls of her palaces. They have made a noise in the house of the Lord as in the day of a solemn feast. The Lord hath purposed to destroy the wall of the daughter of Zion. He hath stretched out a line. He hath not withdrawn his hand from destroying. Therefore he made the rampart and the wall to lament. They languish together. Her gates are sunk into the ground. He hath destroyed and broken her bars. Her king and her princes are among the Gentiles. The law is no more. Her prophets also find no vision from the Lord. The elders of the daughter of Zion sit upon the ground and keep silence. They have cast up dust upon their heads. They have girded themselves with sackcloth. The virgins of Jerusalem hang down their heads to the ground. Mine eyes do fail with tears. My bowels are troubled. My liver is poured upon the earth for the destruction of the daughter of my people, because the children and the sucklings swoon in the streets of the city. They say to their mothers, "Where is corn and wine?" When they swooned as the wounded in the streets of the city, when their soul was poured out into their mother's bosom. What thing shall I take to witness for thee? What thing shall I liken to thee, O daughter of Jerusalem? What shall I equal to thee that I may comfort thee, O virgin daughter of Zion? For thy breach is great like the sea. Who can heal thee? Thy prophets have seen vain and foolish things for thee, and they have not discovered thine iniquity to turn away thy captivity, but have seen for thee false burdens and causes of banishment. All that pass by clap their hands at thee. They hiss and wag their head at the daughter of Jerusalem, saying, Is this the city that men call the perfection of beauty, the joy of the whole earth? All thine enemies have opened their mouth against thee. They hiss and gnash the teeth. They say, We have swallowed her up. Certainly this is the day that we looked for. We have found, we have seen it. The Lord hath done that which he had devised. He hath fulfilled his word that he had commanded in the days of old. He hath thrown down and hath not pitied, and he hath caused thine enemy to rejoice over thee. He hath set up the horn of thine adversaries. Their heart cried unto the Lord, O wall of the daughter of Zion, let tears run down like a river day and night. Give thyself no rest. Let not the apple of thine eye cease. Arise, cry out in the night. In the beginning of the watches, pour out thine heart like water before the face of the Lord. Lift up thy hands toward him for the life of thy young children that faint for hunger in the top of every street. Behold, O Lord, and consider to whom thou hast done this. Shall the women eat their fruit and children of a span long? Shall the priest and the prophet be slain in the sanctuary of the Lord? The young and the old lie on the ground in the streets. My virgins and my young men are fallen by the sword. Thou hast slain them in the day of thine anger. Thou hast killed and not pitied. Thou hast called, as in a solemn day, my terrors round about, so that in the day of the Lord's anger none escaped nor remained. Those that I have swaddled and brought up have mine enemy consumed. Chapter 3. I am the man that hath seen affliction by the rod of his wrath. He hath led me and brought me into darkness, but not into light. Surely against me is he turned. He turneth his hand against me all the day. My flesh and my skin hath he made old. He hath broken my bones. He hath builded against me and compassed me with gall and travail. He hath set me in dark places as they that be dead of old. He hath hedged me about that I cannot get out. He hath made my chain heavy. Also when I cry and shout, he shutteth out my prayer. He hath enclosed my ways with hewn stone. He hath made my paths crooked. He was unto me as a bear lying in wait, and as a lion in secret places. He hath turned aside my ways and pulled me in pieces. He hath made me desolate. He hath bent his bow and set me as a mark for the arrow. He hath caused the arrows of his quiver to enter into my reins. I was a derision to all my people, and their song all the day. He hath filled me with bitterness. He hath made me drunken with wormwood. He hath also broken my teeth with gravel stones. He hath covered me with ashes. And thou hast removed my soul far off from peace. I forgat prosperity. And I said, My strength and my hope is perished from the Lord, remembering mine affliction and my misery, the wormwood and the gall. My soul hath them still in remembrance, and is humbled in me. This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul, therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. He sitteth alone and keepeth silence, because he hath borne it upon him. He putteth his mouth in the dust, if so be there may be hope. He giveth his cheek to him that smiteth him. He is filled full with reproach. For the Lord will not cast off forever. But though he cause grief, yet will he have compassion according to the multitude of his mercies. For he doth not afflict willingly, nor grieve the children of men. To crush under his feet all the prisoners of the earth, to turn aside the right of a man before the face of the Most High, to subvert a man in his cause, the Lord approveth not. Who is he that saith, And it cometh to pass, when the Lord commandeth it not? Out of the mouth of the Most High proceedeth not evil and good? Wherefore doth a living man complain, a man for the punishment of his sins? Let us search and try our ways and turn again to the Lord. Let us lift up our heart with our hands unto God in the heavens. We have transgressed and have rebelled. Thou hast not pardoned. Thou hast covered with anger and persecuted us. Thou hast slain. Thou hast not pitied. Thou hast covered thyself with a cloud that our prayer should not pass through. Thou hast made us as the offscouring and refuse in the midst of the people. All our enemies have opened their mouths against us. Fear and a snare has come upon us, desolation and destruction. Mine eye runneth down with rivers of water for the destruction of the daughter of my people. Mine eye trickleth down and ceaseth not without any intermission, till the Lord look down and behold from heaven. Mine eye affecteth mine heart because of all the daughters of my city. Mine enemies chased me sore, like a bird, without cause. They have cut off my life in the dungeon, and cast a stone upon me. Waters flowed over mine head. Then I said, I am cut off. I called upon thy name, O Lord, out of the low dungeon. Thou hast heard my voice. Hide not thine ear at my breathing, at my cry. Thou drewest near in the day that I called upon thee. Thou saidst, fear not. O Lord, thou hast pleaded the causes of my soul. Thou hast redeemed my life. O Lord, thou hast seen my wrong. Judge thou my cause. Thou hast seen all their vengeance and all their imaginations against me. Thou hast heard their reproach, O Lord, and all their imaginations against me. The lips of those that rose up against me and their device against me all the day. Behold, they're sitting down and they're rising up. I am their music. Render unto them a recompense, O Lord, according to the work of their hands. Give them sorrow of heart, thy curse unto them. Persecute and destroy them in anger from under the heavens of the Lord. Chapter 4. How has the gold become dim? How has the most fine gold changed? The stones of the sanctuary are poured out in the top of every street. The precious sons of Zion, comparable to fine gold, how are they esteemed as earthen pitchers, the work of the hands of the potter? Even the sea monsters draw out the breast. They give suck to their young ones. The daughter of my people is become cruel, like the ostriches in the wilderness. The tongue of the sucking child cleaveth to the roof of his mouth for thirst. The young children ask bread, and no man breaketh it unto them. They that did feed delicately are desolate in the streets. They that were brought up in scarlet embrace dunghills. For the punishment of the iniquity of the daughter of my people is greater than the punishment of the sin of Sodom that was overthrown as in a moment, and no hands stayed on her. Her Nazarites were purer than snow. They were whiter than milk. They were more ruddy in body than rubies. Their polishing was of sapphire. Their visage is blacker than a coal. They are not known in the streets. Their skin cleaveth to their bones. It is withered. It has become like a stick. They that be slain with the sword are better than they that be slain with hunger. For these pine away, stricken through for want of the fruits of the field. The hands of the pitiful women have sodden their own children. They were their meat in the destruction of the daughter of my people. The Lord hath accomplished his fury. He hath poured out his fierce anger and hath kindled a fire in Zion, and it hath devoured the foundations thereof. The kings of the earth and all the inhabitants of the world would not have believed that the adversary and the enemy should have entered into the gates of Jerusalem. For the sins of her prophets and the iniquities of her priests that have shed the blood of the just in the midst of her, they have wandered as blind men in the streets. They have polluted themselves with blood so that men could not touch their garments. They cried unto them, Depart ye, it is unclean. Depart, depart, touch not. When they fled away and wandered, they said among the heathen, They shall no more sojourn there. The anger of the Lord hath divided them. He will no more regard them. They respected not the persons of the priests. They favored not the elders. As for us, our eyes as yet failed for our vain help. In our watchings we have watched for a nation that could not save us. They hunt our steps that we cannot go in our streets. Our end is near. Our days are fulfilled, for our end is come. Our persecutors are swifter than the eagles of the heaven. They pursued us upon the mountains. They laid wait for us in the wilderness. The breath of our nostrils, the anointed of the Lord, was taken in their pits, of whom we said, under his shadow we shall live among the heathen. Rejoice and be glad, O daughter of Edom, that dwellest in the land of Uz. The cup also shall pass through unto thee. Thou shalt be drunken and shalt make thyself naked. The punishment of thine iniquity is accomplished, O daughter of Zion. He will no more carry thee away into captivity. He will visit thine iniquity, O daughter of Edom. He will discover thy sins. Chapter 5. Remember, O Lord, what has come upon us. Consider and behold our reproach. Our inheritance is turned to strangers, our houses to aliens. We are orphans and fathers. Our mothers are as widows. We have drunken our water for money. Our wood is sold unto us. Our necks are under persecution. We labor and have no rest. We have given the hand to the Egyptians and to the Assyrians to be satisfied with bread. Our fathers have sinned and are not, and we have borne their iniquities. Servants have ruled over us. There is none that doth deliver us out of their hand. We gat our bread with the peril of our lives because of the sword of the wilderness. Our skin was black like an oven because of the terrible famine. They ravished the women in Zion and the maids in the cities of Judah. Princes are hanged up by their hand. The faces of elders were not honored. They took the young men to grind, and the children fell under the wood. The elders have ceased from the gate, the young men from their music. The joy of our heart is ceased. Our dance is turned into mourning. The crown is fallen from our head. Woe unto us that we have sinned. For this our heart is faint. For these things our eyes are dim. Because of the mountain of Zion which is desolate, the foxes walk upon it. Thou, O Lord, remainest forever. Thy throne from generation to generation. Wherefore dost thou forget us forever and forsake us so long time? Turn thou us unto thee, O Lord, and we shall be turned. Renew our days as of old. But thou hast utterly rejected us. Thou art very wroth against us. The end of the Lamentations of Jeremiah. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. Thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. Let, I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort, according to thy word unto thy servant. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand.
Go to ubible.net today, and let his word be a lamp unto your feet, and a light unto your path.
For the time is at hand to hear thy word.
Yes, yes, yes. Alexander Scorby right there. The Lamentations, a read-through right there. Some interesting points, like to follow up in a reason, man. Some key verses is interesting. Some translations are more or less the way the Hebrew is. Other translation, well, there's a reason in there. Going to ride up right here with Haftarah here for the Tisha B'Av.
Oh,
yes, yes, yes. Going in here for the Tisha B'Av, and usually by the tried and tradition, since this is a day of mourning for the destruction of the first, second temple and all the tragedies that occurred at this time, and the fourth, looking for the messianic age for the Moshiach and that rebuilding of the temple, Remember the words of Robeinu Yeshua HaMoshiach. So here we have the Haftarah, both for the Ma'arid, the evening Avodah service of the Tisha B'Av, and also the Shacharit for the dawning or the morning, the dawning service. So here in the Haftarah, we have Jeremiah chapter 8, verses 13 to chapter 9, verse 24. So here, just a basic KJV read, just looking at the time that we have here. We're in a grace period, so just to go through some of the basics, right? So Jeremiah. In chapter 8, it continues a theme from chapter 7. It's the message in the gate of Ha'adon's bite. It's the message in the gate of Ha'adon, of the Lord, the Sovereign, the Master's bite, his house, right? And it basically continues from Jeremiah chapter 7 to chapter 10, verse 25. But here for the Tisha B'Av, zooming in on chapter 8 at verse 13. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, He who be, we be the one. Here, verse 13. I will surely consume them, saith Yahweh, He who be, we be. There shall be no grapes on the vine, nor figs on the fig tree, and the leaf shall fade. And the things that I have given them shall pass away from them. Why do we sit still? Assemble yourselves, and make I and I enter into defense cities, and make I and I be silent there. For Yahweh Eloheinu, Jehovah our Elohim, has put us, I and I, to silence, and given us water of gall to drink. Because we have sinned, we have ucked up against Yahuwah, against Jehovah. We look for shalom, for peace, no good, lo tov, no good. And for a time of health, and behold, trouble. The snorting of his horses was heard from Dan. The whole land trembled at the sound of the neighing of his strong ones. For they are come and have devoured, eaten up the land and all that is in it and her, the city and those that dwell therein. For behold, look and see, here it is. I will send serpents, cockatrices among you that will not be charmed, and they shall bite you, saith Yahuwah, saith Jehovah. When I would comfort myself against sorrow, my heart faint in me. Behold, look and see the voice of the cry of the daughter of Ami, of my people, because of them that dwell in a far country. Is not Yahuwah in Zion? Is not Jehovah, He who be, we be in Zion? Is not their king, their melech, melkam, in her, is not their king in her? Why, lama, have they provoked me to anger with their graven images and with strange vanities? The harvest is past. The summer ended. And we are not saved, and we don't have victory. For the hurt of the daughter of Ami, of my people, and my hurt, I am black. Astonishment have taken hold on me. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why, Lama? Why then is not the health of the daughter of Ami, of my people, recovered? Chapter 9, the message in the temple gate continued. Oh, that Roshi, Rase, my head, oh, that Roshi, were waters, and mine eyes a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of Ami. Oh, that I had in the wilderness the meat bar, a lodging place of wayfaring men, that I might leave Ami, my people, and go from them. For they be all adulterers, and an assembly of treacherous mandem, and they bend their tongues like their bows for lies, but they are not valiant, they are not hylenia, they are not valiant, they're not powerful for the truth up on the earth. For they proceed from evil to evil, from Ra-Ra to Ra'a, and they know not me, they know not I, saith Yahuwah. Take y'all heed, everyone, of his neighbor, and trust y'all not in any brother. For every brother will utterly supplant, and every neighbor will walk with slanderers. And they will deceive everyone, his neighbor, and will not speak the truth. Ha emet. They have taught their tongue to speak lies, weary themselves to commit iniquity, moral perversion. Thine habitation is in the midst of deceit. So through deceit, they refuse to know me, saith Yahuwah. Thine habitation in the midst of deceit. Through deceit, they refuse to know I, saith Yahuwah. Therefore, thus, saith Yahuwah Sabaoth, saith Jehovah of hosts of armies. Behold, look, see, here it is. I will melt them and try them. For how shall I do for the daughter of Ami, for the daughter of my people? Their tongue is as an arrow shot out. It speaketh deceit. One speaketh peaceably, shalom, to his neighbor with his mouth, but in heart he layeth his weight. He lieth in wait. Shall I not visit them for these things, saith Jehovah? Shall not my soul, nafshi, shall not my soul, shall not nafshi, my soul, shall not she be avenged on such a nation as this? For the mountains will I take up weeping and lamentation, and for the habitations of the Midbar of the wilderness, a lamentation. Because they are burnt up, so that none, no one can pass through. Neither can men hear the voice of the cattle, both the fowl of the heavens and the beasts are fled. They are gone. And I will make Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, heaps, and a den of dragons, a den of foxes. And I will make the cities of Judah desolate, without an inhabitant. Who, the wise man that may understand and overstand this, and who is he? To whom the mouth, the fee, Yahuwah, the fee, the fi, the pi of Jehovah have spoken, that he may declare it. For what the land perisheth is burnt up like a wilderness, that none, no one passeth through. And Yahuwah saith, because them have forsaken Torati, my Torah, my direction, instruction that I set before them, and have not obeyed Koli, my voice, neither trodest therein, but have trotted after the imagination of their own heart, and after Baalim, that their fathers, their patriarchs, their daddies taught them. Therefore, thus saith Yahuwah Tsebaot, Jehovah of hosts of armies, Elohei Yisrael, the Elohim, the power of Yisrael. Behold, look, see, I will feed them, this people, with wormwood and give them water of gall to drink. I will scatter them also among the heathen, the goyim, international community, whom neither they nor their fathers, their patriarchs, have known. And I will send a chareb, a sword, after them, till I have consumed them, till I have devoured, eaten them up. Thus, like this, saith Yahuwah Tsebaot, saith Jehovah of armies, of Sabaot, consider y'all and call for the mourning woman, that they may come, and send for the cunning woman, that they may come, and make them make haste, and take up a wailing for us, for I and I, that our eyes may run down with tears, and our eyelids gush out with water. For a voice of wailing is heard out of Zion, out of Zion. How, how are we, I and I, spoiled? We are greatly confused, because we have forsaken, we have left the land, because our dwellings have cast us out. Yet hear the Divrei Yahuwah, hear the word of Jehovah, O your woman, and make your ears receive the word of Pio, of his mouth, of his fire, his pie, and teach your daughters wailing, and everyone her neighbor lamentation. Teach them, for death is come up into our windows and entered into our palaces to cut off the banim, the sons from without, and the young men from the streets, Speak. Thus saith Yahuwah, Jehovah, even the carcasses of men shall fall as dung, as doo-doo, upon the open field, and as the handful after the harvest man, and no one shall gather them. Thus saith Yahuwah, let make not the wise glory in Hakmato, in his wisdom, neither the mighty glory in his might. Make not the rich glory in his riches, but make him that glorious glory in this, that he understandeth, understandeth, overstandeth, and knoweth me, and knoweth I, that I be he who be Yahweh, who exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith Yahweh, saith Yahuwah, saith Jehovah. Hear the reading right here for the Mari, the evening service, right, and for the Tisha B'Av, right here, Jeremiah chapter 8, verses 13 to chapter 9, verse 24. Now, as Moshiach Yeshua says, you know, that I and I, sorrow shall be turned into joy. And the ancient teaching of the Tisha B'Av concerns Moshiach, when Moshiach returns. And Moshiach, Yeshua, HaMoshiach, he reveals to us the true, right? That true tabernacle, the true temple. Going to ride up a little bit more right here, as we have time. But here, Arema Tune, Jah Glory here, our Chaber Shelano Alpha Blondie right here. Yes, I.
Rasta. Only the strong survive themselves. Weak heart dies in misery. Only the strong survive them saying, I don't wanna die in poverty. Give I, all I need.
Yes, Alpha Blondie, and he's the one that we have on the sample right here with the Baruch, the Baku right here.
Yeah,
a little mixed in right there. This is the Kalanji, Jah Rastafari. So here, the Shacharit since dawning morning coming forward right here. And for the morning service, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 25 to 40. Now, some may choose to fast, may not fast. It's not obligatory, but according to tradition, there would be fasting. But in the time of Moshiach, that sorrow would be turned into joy. So here for the morning Shacharit, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 25 to 40 is what is read, as well as the full book of Lamentations that we got a hearing from Alexander Scorby right there previously, and also the book of Eob, the book of Job. So right here on the end and the irid right here, and I hope, I'm just thinking about this right here. I know we played that audio. I know that some audios are kind of funny on the YouTube streaming sometimes, maybe a podcast might be blocked temporarily until we edit out, you know, certain things. But otherwise, to the copyright owners, they get whatever proceeds, so forth and so on. But here, we hope once we're able to hear full of Lamentations, very important, hopefully in the Shavua, we have some time to study it forward. But here for the Shacharit, for the morning, the dawning, Shachar, right, the dawn service, Shacharit, we have Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 25 to 40.
Now, it's interesting because here we leave off with verse 22 for the first reading in the fifth book of Moshe. And then we put up, right, we pick up, right, we pick up right here with we're et Hanan, and I besought for grace, I besought for mercy, Hanan, we're et Hanan, and I besought Jehovah at that time also. Picking up in Deuteronomy chapter 3 at verse 23 is the Aliyah by coming up for the sabbatical study, the 45th. Now we get to chapter 4, we get a new generation. The new generation taught the lessons, right? The trials, the testings, the lessons, and also the baraka, right? The blessings and the potential of blessing, but the testings and the trials, the lessons of Sinai, right? And it's in chapter 4, right, when we get to the second Aliyah at verse 5, right, that we get into this portion that is read on for the Shacharit, the day of the Tisha B'Av, of the ninth of the fifth moon, the ninth of Ab, commemorating destructions of the Temple of Solomon, destruction of the 70 AD temple, and other tragedies, as we mentioned about the commandment keepers, you know, the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, the commandment keepers of Elohim Hayim, of the living God, the congregation, right, the historical congregation up there, also had a said tragedy in the closing of doors on the same time, at the same time of the Tisha B'Av. Just so some note and some interest. But here, let's just scroll forward here to verse 25 of Deuteronomy chapter 4. So this is coming up in the upcoming, Wa'eta Hanan, and I besought, I beseeched, I sought for grace. I besought in the sense of I sought for Hana, Wa'eta Hanan. So here, picking up verse 25, we'll preface it with verse 24, where it says, Ki Yahuwah Eloheka, Eish oklahu el kana, for he who be who he be, ki Yahuwah, for he who be who he be, Eloheka, your Elohim, speaking to call Yisrael, all of Israel as one man, right? Eloheka, if I see to a man, Eloheka, I'm speaking to him directly. Here he's speaking to all Yisrael as one corporate man, ki Yahuwah, Eloheka, Eish. Eish, fire, okla, eish, okla, a devouring fire, a consuming fire, eish, okla, for he who be, we be thy Elohim, eish, okla, a eating fire, fire that eats, that consumes, who, he, himself, el, the power, higher, the power, kana, a zealous power, or in a relationship sense with Yisrael as being in covenant, a zealous power, a zealous God, a zealous El. Ki Yahuwah Eloheka, Eish Okalahu El Kana. One of the attributes of he who he be, he be El Kana. Who he be Eish Okalahu. He be a consuming, a devouring, a eating, a fire that eats. So here, picking up with verse 25 here for the Shacharit, Tisha B'Av, when thou shalt beget children and children's children, and ye and y'all shall have remained long in the land, and shall corrupt yourselves, and make a graven image or the likeness of anything that shall do evil, ra'ah, evil, hurt, ill, unkind, in the sight of Yahuwah Eloheka, of Jehovah, your Elohim, power to provoke him to anger. I call Shemaim, the heavens and the earth, to witness against you this day, that ye that y'all shall soon utterly perish from off the land whereto ye y'all go over Yardane, the Jordan, to possess her. Ye y'all shall not prolong days up on her, but shall utterly be destroyed. And Yahuwah shall scatter you among Hagoyim, among the nations, the Gentiles, the international community, and ye all shall be left few in number among Hagoyim, among the nations, the heathen, whither Yahweh Jehovah shall lead you. And there ye all shall serve Elohim, the work of men's hands, Elohim who are man-made Elohim, the work of men's hands, wood and stone that neither see, nor hear, nor eat, nor smell. But if from thence, from there, thou the eye shall seek, Yahweh, Yahweh, Eloheka, he who be we be, thy power, thy Elohim, thou shalt find, if thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul, thy psyche, when thou art in tribulation and all these things are come up on thee, even in the latter days, if thou turn to Yahweh Eloheka, to Jehovah thy power, thy Elohim, and shall be obedient, hearken to his voice, to his vocal, for Yahweh Eloheka is a merciful El Elohim. He will not forsake you, not leave thee, neither destroy thee, nor forget the covenant of thy fathers, of thy patriarchs, that he sware to them. For ask now of the days that are past, that were before thee, since the days that hailed him, that the power created man, Adam, upon the earth, and ask from the one side of Shemayim, the heavens, to the other, whether there have been any such thing as this great thing is, or has been heard like it. Did ever people hear the voice of Elohim speaking out of the midst of Ha'esh, the fire, as thou, as the eye, has heard and lived? Or hath El Elohim the power assayed to go and to take him a nation from the midst of another nation by temptations, by signs, by wonders, by war, and by a mighty hand, a mighty yad, and by an outstretched zeruah arm, and by great terrors, according to all that Yahweh Elohim, he who be y'all Elohim, did for y'all in Mitzrayim before your eyes. To thee it was shewed that thou mightest know, become cognizant, get the gnosis, know this, that Yahuwah, that he who be who he be, that he be Elohim, he be the power, and there is none, no one else, there is none else beside him. Here, just to bring this out here. Ata, right? Ata, ata, the I. Ata, har-eita, har-eita, la-da'at, to the I. Ata, to the I male, speaking to all of Israel as one man. Ata, the pronoun, you, speaking to a man. Ata, the I, to the I, the senses to the I, but it's like the I. Har-eita, har-eita, the I was shown, har-eita, har-eita, to be shown, the I, ata, har-eita, you got to seen, sight, la-da'at, for the da'at, to know. You were shown so that you can know that ki Yahuwah, for he who be who he be, who, pronoun for he who be who he be, who, he, ki Yahuwah, who, ha Elohim, that he is the Elohim. He is the true Elohim. He is ha Elohim. Ein od milbado. Ein od milbado. Ein od. That there is none other beside him. There is none other than him. Ain od milbado. Like to ride up with the tune right here, but forward, verse 36. Out of Shemayim, the heavens, he made thee to hear his vocal, kolo, kolo, his voice, his call, that he might instruct thee. And upon earth he shewed thee his great ash, his great fire. And thou heardest his words out of the midst of Ha'esh, out of the midst of the fire. And because he loved thy fathers, thy patriarchs, therefore he chose their seed, their race, after them, and brought thee out in his sight with his mighty power, Mitzrayim, from Mitzrayim, to drive out nations, Goyim, from before thee, greater and mightier than thou art, to bring thee in, to give thee their land for an inheritance, as it is this day. Know, not guess, not believe, not hope, but know therefore, be cognizant therefore, know therefore this day, and consider in thine heart that Yahuwah, that he who be who he be, he who Ha Elohim, he is the Elohim in Shemayim above, and up on the earth beneath there is none else. Here, verse 39, bring out this theme right here, Chabarim, where Yadayta, to have the knowledge, know this day, where Yadayta Hayom, know the day, where Yadayta Hayom, wa ha shebota, right, and lay it, right, here, wa and ha shebota, and lay it ill upon lebabeka, and lay it upon the I male heart. So speaking to all of I and I, all of Yisrael, all the sons as one man, as speaking to one man, ill lebabeka, lay it upon the I's heart, wa his shebota, illa lebabeka kiye Yahuwah huwa ha'elohim bashamayim miya ma'al, that he who be who he be, he himself, who ha'elohim, he is the power, the true good, the true God, bashamayim, in the heavens, in the sham, the place of the mayim, the place of the waters, bashamayim mi ma'al, from above, Ba Shemayim, in the heavens from above. So the translator says, in heaven above, but the Hebrew says, in the heavens from above. Almost like from above, he's in the heavens, but he's actually above the heavens. Wa'al ha'aret, and the earth, miya tahat, and the earth from beneath. Wa'al ha'aret, mi tahat. But here's the key part. Ain, there is not odd. Odd has a sense of else, but also continuance, like odd, to go on. There's none other. None of these others can go on because they're nothing to the work of men's hands. But here to fulfill the reading right here, for the Tisha B'Av Shacharit, thou shalt keep therefore his statutes and his commandments that I command thee this day, that it may go well with thee and with thy children after thee, and that thou mayest prolong days up on the earth, that Yahweh Eloheka, that Jehovah, he who be, we be, thy Elohim, giveth thee forever. So this is what is read here, right, during the time that many, according to tribe and tradition, would fast for 25 hours. It's interesting that Moshiach Rabbeinu, he says, you know, when he asks about fasting, he says, like, when the bridegroom is with you, you know, ones don't fast. But when, like, the bridegroom is not there, then you fast. So the question is Moshiach Yisrael, is Moshiach with you or not with you? So right here, I'd like to share this right here on the ear, this tune, because this is where it comes from right here. One of my nine favorite tunes, but it's also a mantra, right? It's also a mantra against, witchcraft from a Hebraic perspective. It's a mantra against witchcraft, you know, and other forms of, you know, other people's divination, let's say it like that. And it comes out of this verse right here that we have in Deuteronomy, right, in the Etahanan, and I beseech, Deuteronomy chapter 4, and it's right here. What's that verse? What's the verse that we went through? 435, where it says here in the Hebrew, Ata Hareta Ladaat Kia Yahuwah Hua Hai Elohim Ein Od Melbado. To the eye it was shown. He was visible. It was able for you to see it. Right? Hareta. You think, see it. Hareta Ladaat. See it to know it. Right, that thou mightest know that key for Yahuwah, he who be, we be who, that he be Ha Elohim, that he be the Elohim of Elohim, he be the Elohim, that there was no Elohim before him, and really truly there's no other Elohim apart from him. Ein od milbado, that's the key there. Ein od milbado. That particular word right there, and here's a tune right here, Ein Od Melbado. This is why I said there's no divination, you know, against Yisrael. Yes, I, no enchantment against Yaakov.
Bye.
Apologies, apologies, there, my mic was off. Got a couple of minutes right here. The Ain Old Mabado, Ain Old Mabado, there is none else, there's none beside him, right, to counteract any kind of divination or enchantment against Kol Yisrael, I and I, the B'nai Ya'akob. It's like saying when one of these people say, they say that God is in control. It's like when people say that God is in control, you hear that, but Ain Old, Ain, none. Right, there's not odd, right, like another or continuing milbado besides him, like he is the only, right, he is the only power, the true power. So tell all the witchcraft and all your work.
Rastafari is my keeper, yeah. No witch, no wizard, no roach, no lizard, no hocus pocus.
So here, so you can steal up right here, a couple of minutes. Some reason and topics, you know, from Devarim. So with the Tisha B'Av, they kind of, you know, it becomes a full, you know, Shabbat Tikkun, and also as we move forward here into new Shabuah Tov. But here, there's a familiar expression of HaTorah. And Yahuwah, Jehovah, spoke to Moshe. This is replaced by, these are the words that Moshe spoke to all Israel. So in the Torah, we find that Yahweh spoke to Moshe. But here we find that it's like these words are the words that Moshe spoke to call Israel in Devarim and Deuteronomy. What is the significance, right? What significance is there to Moshe retelling HaTorah through his own eyes and from his own perspective? Come. Make a reason for this 44th sabbatical study. Reason and topic number two. Let's discuss why this portion, this parasha, the 44th, is always read on the Shabbat before Tisha B'Av, the ninth of the month of Av, the month of the fathers, or the ninth of the month of Av, or the fifth moon, before the Shabbat Chazon. Why? The come, make a reason. Third item for reasoning and iditation, regarding the resemblance between the word Devarim, words, and Devorim. We have Devorim, right, which is bees, and Devarim. See the importance of the pointing. Devarim, words, and Devorim, or modern Hebrew, Devarim and Devorim, bees. The Deuteronomy Rabbah says, just as the honey of a bee is sweet and its sting is sharp, so are the words of HaTorah. So why do you think that Moshe began his speech by recounting the uckery, the sin of the spies or the scouts? Topic number four right here. At Har Sinai, at Mount Sinai, Moshe established judges, the Shoftim, over thousands, over 100s, 50s, and 10s. These Shoftim, they helped to interpret HaTorah to Ha'am, to Jah people. Do you understand why the oral Torah, the tradition, the spoken word, right, is foundational to the Judaic thinking? It's what Yeshua even said to HaSatan, the adversarial mind. My man does not live, right, by bread alone, but by every word that Motzi proceedeth, that Rhema word, right? So question five, or discussion five right here. In this parasha portion, Hailahim, he commanded the B'nai Yisrael not to attack Edom, the descendants of Esau who live in Har Seir, Mount Seir. The Midrash, a study, states that the B'nai Yisrael, the Israelites, were forbidden to attack them because Esau remained near his father and later reconciled with Yaakov, even refusing to accept Jacob's gifts of propitiation. Do you find this a plausible reason for HaTorah's command not to attack Esau? Here, the sixth topic of discussion here from the 44th sabbatical study for Shabbat Devarim. Certain incidents written in this parsha portion, they appear to contradict, some say, right, accounts found elsewhere in HaTorah. For instance, let's compare. We got the A, B, C, D, E right here. A, the establishment of the judicial system. So here in Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 9 to 18, compare that with Exodus, with Yitro's suggestion, Jethro, suggestion, Moses' father-in-law in Exodus chapter 18, verses 8 to 27. B, who called for the spying mission? In Deuteronomy chapter 1, verses 20 to 25, compare that with Numbers chapter 13, verses 1 to 3. C, the account of the report of the spies, the scouts, Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 25, Numbers chapter 13, verses 27 to 28. D, the description of the deceit of the Bnei Yisrael, the Israelites, after the sin of the spies in Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 41 to verse 44. Compare that with Numbers chapter 14, verses 40 to 45. And E, the decree that Moshe was unable to enter to the land according to Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 35 to 37. Compare that with Numbers chapter 20, verses 10 to 12. Here, coming to the full of fullness. Make I and I reason on how each of these incidences may be harmonized, or how the different versions provide additional information and additional insight. Do you think that Moshe's first person perspective in Devarim and Deuteronomy is partly responsible for the differences? Right here. Shavua Tov, a good, strong Melkam Ehud, beautifully good first day. Shavua Tov, a good, strong seven to come forward, a Shavua, the week, the 7 days coming forward, looking forward to Shabbat. We're at the Hanan, and I besought, beginning with Deuteronomy chapter 3, verse 23, to Deuteronomy 7, 11. But here on the outro, hopefully you pick up more on the vision of destruction, the Chazon, Shabbat Chazon, as we, Jah willing, pick up in the Shavua. So Shavua Tov. Yes, I, Chabarim, be well. Yes, I, Rastafari. Here on the outro right here, like to share this. Let's see if we can get this going on right here on the outro. The wall of Jerusalem. We don't get it. Yeah, here, Yabiyu.
Yeah.